Hello, Justin.
Hello, Audrey.
The Business Journal is reporting on some forward motion on putting together this new development that's really kind of been in the works for quite some time. Let's talk about what Opportunity Greensboro has arranged.
Yeah, this is a piece of land on the south end of South Elm Street in downtown Greensboro that has been cleared and owned by the city. It's got all the infrastructure in place that has been awaiting redevelopment for the better part of 6 or 8 years. A development company came together a couple years ago and was looking at what it could put there, mixed use, apartments, perhaps taking some advantage of the institutions in Greensboro. And then you have this group called Opportunity Greensboro, which was a combination of a handful of colleges in Greensboro, as well as the foundations and the medical center, looking for where to put a joint campus. They looked at a variety of places in the downtown area, and they decided on going in this South Elm location. It's about 7.5 acres there, and they will occupy one part of it. And the Business Journal does a really nice job of putting all the pieces of this project together.
And it's a high-profile location.
It is a real high-profile location that is underutilized. So the south end of downtown Greensboro is sort of a mix of elements. You know, if you're familiar with it, you know, there are lots of antique stores down there. There are a handful of restaurants. South Side is this new urban neighborhood that has really come into being in the last 10 years. But this particular part of downtown has been very difficult to redevelop, and it's been empty for a while. But it is high profile in that it is an entryway to the city along Lee Street or Freeman Mill. They've got big plans for this beyond just this joint university building.
So let's talk a little bit about the broad vision for this space.
Yeah, so it includes lots of projects. So on this 7.5 acres, they're looking at two buildings that would be dedicated to this university consortium, which includes UNCG, A&T, GTCC, as well as Cone Health. So initially, the first building will have lots of health education and training that goes into it. The next phase will be another building, and they'll figure out how big that will be and what elements of education will go into it. But there are also plans for a 150-room hotel there. There are plans for apartments. There are plans for some mixed-use development with retail and office space, as well as some parking garages. So real high hopes on a fairly small piece of land.
How do they get from here to there? So what's the first step towards making this happen?
Well, the first step was the announcement by Opportunity Greensboro to go forward with this educational collaboration between these universities. This is huge, and this has been something that's been in the works in Greensboro probably for more than 5 years. And the leaders behind this have gone to different parts of the country to see where these collaborative university communities that have gone into downtown areas, what they've done and what the economic development spinoff has been. So they've announced that they're going to do this. So Opportunity Greensboro, in conjunction with some foundations in Greensboro, are going to figure out how to pay for what they estimate to be a $40 million building project. Where is that money going to come from? They're not asking for money from the city, although the city has already contributed a lot in the terms of infrastructure for that property. They'll be getting leaseback payments from the universities to use the space, but they need construction funds. So they're going to be looking for partners to do that, corporations to donate. They're going to be looking for the foundations to contribute into it, and perhaps some national grants as well.
And when do the other elements come into play? The hotel, the retail, those parts?
What they are hopeful of is that this first university project will break ground, not next year, but the year after that, to be open within a year. And you would have to think that the next phases of this project will play out over the next 3 or 4 years. That's the optimistic timeline. It really depends on how successful this first phase is, how quickly they get it going, sort of the critical mass of people that are in there, and the demand that it creates for other kinds of services around it.
Well, it seems like redevelopment of this particular space has been a long time coming.
It absolutely has been a long time coming. But I think if you take a step back, particularly if you're someone who lives in Greensboro, or even if somebody lives in Winston-Salem, because they've been rebuilding their downtowns in kind of a parallel pace over the last 15 years, there has been steady progress. If you're in the middle of it, sometimes it doesn't look that way. But if you can remember downtown Winston-Salem and downtown Greensboro 10 or 15 years ago, they were empty. There wasn't much going on. And you look at them now. They both have downtown ballparks. They have revitalized entertainment spaces. They have more restaurants and residents living downtown. And now they're pushing for new projects. Greensboro is planning a performing arts center. They're already on their way with building a greenway around downtown. They have a minor league ballpark, and now they're looking at this big university collaboration, which fills in a piece of the downtown that's been lagging. So it takes a while, but I think you can see in both cities where they're making steady progress.
It's exciting to see.
It is.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.